This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ballgame on 95.3 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming on the new and improved KTIK app.
Prater and the Ballgame, Idaho Sports Talk, welcome back. Again, this is a future edition of Boise State men's basketball, giving you guys a peek of three players coming into this program. We start with our guest, Andrew Meadow, the pride of West Ranch High School, Stevenson Ranch, California, and he's been committed for, I think, over a year to this program. Andrew, welcome to Idaho Sports Talk. We can't wait to get to know you, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Thank you for having me. Well, we're doing really well, man. We can't wait to get to know you and talk to you. And I guess, how'd your senior season go? I mean, where are you as a player right now? I guess I'll just start there. Like, you must be ready to get up here, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, only a few months left until I get on campus, and I can't wait. But my senior season, you know, it went well. Definitely not the end result that I wanted, but it definitely was a successful season. We finished 29-3. And we made the open division playoffs for the first time in our school's history. So I'd say it was a good season for us.
Well, good stuff. Andrew Meadow again with us. What's your game like right now? I mean, you're getting better every day. I mean, that has to be your goal. I mean, where is Andrew Meadow's game right now? I mean, are you going to come up here and help right away? That's the plan, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, since the off season, I've been working really hard. I feel like I've already seen growth in my game. I've gained also a lot of muscle since the offseason. I've been in the weight room. So
good.
I think that's definitely one of the biggest differences after watching some of the games this year, is just the physicality. And then I've been working on all my individual skills as well to tune them up before I come up in June or July.
Boise State basketball with three new basketball players, and we're going to talk to all three of them today. Andrew Meadow, 6'7" forward out of Santa Clarita, California, a two-time Foothill League Player of the Year, three-time All-State, a three-time All-CIF Sections, a three-time league champion. Dude, you've done it all. You're a McDonald's All-American nominee, and now you're headed to Boise State. Tell us about Boise State and what attracted you to Boise State. Actually, take us back to the journey in terms of who contacted you and what was your initial reaction, and then how that process kind of evolved.
Yeah, so all the way back, I'd say around a year from now, from today, not exactly today, but Coach Moats reached out to me, right, during the AAU circuit, and then he was telling me about the program and everything, and then at the end of July, I went to the elite camp, and it was a really good weekend. I got to see the school, I got to play on the court, and then Coach Rice offered me at the camp. And then I committed a few days later and then announced it on social media. And everything was the perfect fit for me. I think I fit perfectly in the program. I like everything about it. So it just felt right when I was there.
Andrew, what I always like to wonder, you know, in terms of the competition, it sounds like you signed pretty quick. So Boise State jumped on you and you loved them right back immediately. So it sounds like it's love at first sight. What other options, what other chances did you have? Or was this just a simple no-brainer, I'm going to Boise State and nothing else matters decision?
It definitely, after I went to the camp and saw everything and just felt how much I felt wanted there, it just felt perfect for me. So I just jumped on it right away.
Andrew Meadow with us again. He's part of the incoming class that's going to help Leon Rice build his super team. He's with us right now. Your thoughts, Andrew? I'm sure you watched Boise State every game this year if you could. Tyson Degenhart, Max Rice, both all-league players. Buzo Abbo, we expect to be an all-league caliber player as well. What are the thoughts, man, on coming in and playing with that trio in particular? Is your game going to fit in with theirs?
Yeah, definitely. I think my game will fit in right with them. You know, watching them all season, they're all great players, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot from them next year and also just being able to battle with them every day in practice.
All right, Andrew Meadow, these are some words that came out of Leon Rice's mouth when you signed and they put out the press release. He called you a high-character person and one of the most versatile basketball players that he has seen in the past year. Let's break that sucker down in terms of the high character. Where does that come from? Give us a little bit of story about your background, family, grades, school. You love kitties. I mean, what's high character about Andrew Meadow?
I'd say definitely for my family. My mom and dad are both great parents. I have good grades in school, and then I also just always love to help out, you know, with my trainer when he needs help with the younger kids. I always like to help them out or give them pointers, or even sometimes he'll have me hold a training session for them, and I'll be able to show them what I have to offer too.
In terms of the quote where he calls you the most versatile basketball player, you know, we've seen a little bit of videos, a little bit of highlights. In one way or another, you've kind of been compared here to Tyson Degenhardt. I don't know if that's fair, but how would you, you know, you did, and you touched on a little bit with Johnny, but how would you describe your versatile basketball game? And is it close to what Tyson Degenhardt can do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I can impact the game in a lot of different ways. I don't think I have one specific skill that's significantly better than the others. I think I could play outside, I could play inside, I'll rebound the ball and defend. So I think that's the biggest thing about me, is also I'm going to play hard every single possession. So that always helps in the game and in practices as well.
Andrew Meadow, you know, talking about this versatility, are you, I mean, did you play the wing in high school, the 2-3? Did you go down low? Can you defend the block? Can you score in the block? I mean, if things are going, when you're at your best, you know, are you a wing player or kind of a tweener, little post and little wing?
I'd say at my best, I'm definitely a little bit of both. For sure, I can shoot it from the outside, but I also like getting down in the post and getting some easy buckets inside.
What's your superpower, even if it's not basketball?
Probably my long hair. I'd say gives me my power.
Oh, we're bringing that up. Yeah. We're Johnny and I are over here thumb wrestling right now. Who's going to bring up the hair question? So you brought it up, but, you know, I mean, not to compare you again to Tyson Degenhardt. When he came here, he cut his hair and completely disappointed us. Please show up next fall with your hair.
I will. I'm planning on keeping it.
We need you to, man. You're going to take on a persona. You're a Hanson brother. Just people talk to you about that. I don't know if you even know what the movie Slapshot is. It was made 30 years before you were even born, Andrew Meadow. But for people of that generation, they look at you and they're like, dude, that guy looks like a Hanson brother. Has anybody ever said that to you before?
Yeah, I've seen it like all over social media and on YouTube comments. And I didn't know what it was at first, but then I looked it up and then I definitely saw the resemblance after I looked it up.
Dude, it's a good look. It's a good look. You know, man to man here. It's a good look. So what? I mean, have you grown it since you were a little kid? What's the story behind this hair?
No, actually. So before I had this hair, I had a buzz cut, and then during COVID, I started to grow it out, and I started to like it. So I just kept growing it, and then now I trim it a little bit every couple months just to clean it up.
And the glasses, I'm assuming that's not a cosmetic touch that you really need them, but it kind of fits the part. It looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely need them. If I didn't have them, I wouldn't be able to see. But I've been wearing these since I was little, and it just became my thing as I've grown up throughout basketball too. I think a lot of people just know me as the guy with goggles, but once I started to really show what I can do, my name went behind it as well.
Yeah, he's got some Kurt Rambis in him, the old L.A. Laker, who I'm sure he's seen too. Same hair, same kind of glasses with goggles. Andrew Meadow with us. He's an incoming freshman for Boise State Hoops and has a heck of a record coming in. Boise State Bronco Nation going to be excited about this one. What goals, if any, do you have, Andrew, when you get here off of the court? This is a thing now. You've played on teams with Bronny James. You know about NIL. You've seen kids and what they're getting now and just where this is in college basketball. You're a part of it. This is your generation. I don't expect you to come up and say, well, I have no awareness of NIL whatsoever. I don't care about anything. Mm-hmm. When you have the ability to make some money and endorse stuff, you want to do that, I'm sure. Andrew, what are your NIL goals when you get to Boise?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know about it. I've seen the crazy deals that have been happening. And then I definitely would like some to do with my glasses and hair. I feel like that would be a big thing that I can use to my advantage.
We helped get the quarterback a braids deal, so you got our number. We'll see if we can hook you up with something. We're big into NIL around here, and we do kind of specialize in hair. So we do have a little bit of a track record there. What's your game plan between now and, what, June, July when you show up to Boise? Are you playing basketball? Are you laying low? Do you play baseball? Do you just sit around and watch video games and relax before the grind of college start? What's your plan?
Yeah, so ever since the offseason hit, I've been just working out 2-3 times a day.
Nice.
Usually a hard basketball workout and then a lift and then some sort of conditioning or just another shooting workout just to get it as much better as I can until I get there.
Andrew, what do you know about Roddy Anderson III? What do you know about Chris Lockett Jr.? I know you and Lockett will be kind of the headliners of the incoming freshmen. Roddy will be a sophomore, but you guys are both Southern California guys. What do you know about some of these teammates who are coming up here with you, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, they're both just amazing players. They're athletic and shoot it, and I'm really excited to be playing with them. I've talked to Chris a bunch since he committed, and then I briefly talked to Roddy the other day when he announced that he was going to be going to Boise. But I'm just really excited to be around all these great players and to be able to compete with them next year.
What do you think when you hear Leon Rice, and he said this right after the loss to Northwestern in the NCAA tournament? He said, Bronco Nation, we're building a super team. And obviously, if he's building a super team, he thinks you're a part of that. So when you hear Leon Rice say, we're building a super team, and he's not talking about the future. He's talking about this coming season, building a super team. How do you feel about that?
That definitely makes me feel really good, you know, to be a part of a team like that. You know, I was at that game in Sacramento, and that was a tough game, but to be able to hopefully show success in the tournament next year with all the pieces we have and the returners and everything, I think it's going to be really exciting.
The super team. I've heard my partner say that 5 times already today. I love it. We're 27 minutes into this show, Andrew. You're going to come up here. Boise State fans have never been this excited about basketball, at least since I've been in this town, which isn't all that long. But they're pumped, and they're going to be ready for next year and you in this super class coming in. Andrew, we appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you back on Idaho Sports Talk here in a couple months.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Great stuff, Andrew Meadow Prater. Okay, so that is one checked off the list of getting to know the future of Boise State basketball. In a half hour, we're going to get right back to it.
Transfer point guard out of San Diego, Roddy Anderson, will join Idaho Sports Talk live at 4 o'clock. And then Chris Lockett, the guard, the combo guard out of Louisiana, and he's going to join us at 5:15 live. So we're looking forward to getting to know all three of those. Andrew was pretty cool. Roddy, you're up next, my friend.
All right, this Friday, that's tomorrow, your sweet deal. It's brand new. You give us $25, we'll give you $50 to spend at Locking Horns Riverside. That's right on the Payette River for dining in that small, wonderful town of Horseshoe Bend. Large menu, live music, great stuff. That's tomorrow, 9 a.m. on KTIK.com. JP, coming up, Nate Potter, Boise State tight ends coach. We'll talk about what the tight end position will look like in this Bush Hamden offense. JP, Prater, ball game. This is Idaho Sports Talk. Prater in the ball game, KTIK the ticket. All right, hour number two, Idaho Sports Talk, Prater and the ball game. Boise State, Bronco Nation, you say you want a point guard. Well, Prater, I think we might have the missing piece. We're getting ready to introduce him to Idaho Sports Talk, to our listeners, and it's going to be a lot of fun this hour, man.
Looking forward to it. At 3:15, we talked to Andrew Meadow out of Santa Clarita, California. That'll be up on our website, KTIK.com. KTIK.com and our app here shortly. And then at 5:15, we'll head down to Louisiana to talk to Chris Lockett. We're going to take a tour of all three Boise State, new Boise State basketball players and ball game. I'm fired up about this one.
Me too. And we heard about this a couple of days ago. A transfer, Roddy Anderson, who played ball last year at UCSD. That's in the Big West, where he led all freshmen in that league in scoring, and he's with us right now. Roddy Anderson, holy smokes, man. Welcome to Boise. We can't wait to get to know you. How are you today, Roddy?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Are you the missing piece? Are you the point guard here, Roddy?
I hope so. I really hope so. I think we can do something special this year.
Roddy, I guess I got to talk because we heard there were other schools that drew interest since you decided to transfer after 1 year at UCSD. Roddy, why Boise State? Why is this the best fit for you?
You know, just looking at the roster, I feel like I am a missing piece that the team needs. But also, I just felt on my visit, I fell in love with the city. I was shocked. I thought it was going to be like a small little town, but it's in downtown. It got everything, so it was pretty fit, like top to bottom, everything about it.
Roddy Anderson, one of three new Boise State basketball players, joined the team this fall as Leon Rice continues to build his super team. I want to go back 1 week or 2 weeks even farther than that, Roddy, and ask just about, you know, at UC San Diego and your Big West season and your freshman season and why you didn't think that UC San Diego was right for you in the future. Why did you feel like you needed a change?
Well, it has nothing to do with the school or anything about, like, the coaching staff or nothing like that. I got big plans for my future. I want to play in the NBA, want to play in March Madness, and to no fault of the coaches there, they can't go to the tournament. So it was just a decision that I had to make for myself and for my family.
Yeah, they're on that new thing where they just joined the league. They came up from D2 to D1, so there's that grace period that they can't go to the tournament. That makes sense. Roddy, you said you studied this roster. What was it about this roster, Roddy, when you watched these guys that made you say, yeah, I'm the missing piece here?
With Shaver leaving, I feel like I could fill that role out. But also just having like guys like Tyson and Max to make plays, I just felt like it was a perfect fit. It was probably the best fit out of all the schools that were recruiting me at. Through this portal.
Roddy Anderson, about 6'2", 190. Are we close there, Roddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell me about your game. 6'2", 190, a pure point guard. You've got some shooting numbers. We're going to talk about scoring here in a minute because when you get going, you can score the ball a little bit. But tell me about your game.
I'm like an athletic guard, so I like to get downhill, get to the rim. But I'm also a playmaker, so I'm looking to get my teammates involved as much as I can and just distribute. But I'm an attacking guard. Like, I like to attack like a hill. Just play fast and transition.
Roddy Anderson, point guard, Boise State, transfer from UCSD, coming up here. And as my partner was talking about, I'll get into there with your shooting as well. Is that an area, an emphasis? Roddy, Boise State shoots, takes, and makes a lot of threes. They're really good at it. You last year shooting under 30%, I would say, okay, Roddy Anderson needs to become a better three-point shooter, and I'm sure you agree with me on that. How are you going to do that? Is that in the cards? Are you coming up here, and you're going to be better at taking and making those threes, Roddy?
Oh, for sure. That's number one right now in this offseason, just getting more comfortable and more consistent with my jump shot, definitely on the three-point shots. I'm definitely getting more and more comfortable as time goes on. But, yeah, that's definitely number one for me right now on, like, things I got to work on. And I think with the development that Coach Rice and the rest of the coaching staff has, that they're going to get me to where I need to be.
In terms of, let's go back a couple of years in high school and how your shooting has trended. Has it trended up? Have you always, you know, every season you've become a better shooter? Do you see your shooting? And if you get in the gym and bang out 1,000 shots every day this summer, will that trend continue? Is your shooting getting better every year of your career?
Oh, yeah, definitely. From my senior year of high school to now, it's gone up for sure. But I really think I'm going to make a big jump this off season and coming into – this upcoming season, for sure. I'm expected to shoot like much higher percentage than I did this year.
Hey, they really make you play defense here, Roddy Anderson. Coach Burns can often even be maniacal with his defense. Are you ready to come up here and slap your hands on the ground and be a defensive stud too?
Yeah, I'm ready. I am ready. I take a lot of pride in my defense. I feel like I could be an all defensive team, win defensive player of the year this year. Just with my ability to get in the passing lanes and guard 1-3.
Roddy Anderson almost had a triple double against Hawaii this year. 10 points, 10 rebounds. Marcus Shaver is going to smile over that one, and 6 assists. So you can get in there and bang. You know, Marcus Shaver was the leading rebounder on this team, and you mentioned his name. So that's going to make Coach Leon Rice smile. one quick area, and we don't joke around here. And I know, again, we talked about your shooting. As a point guard, 107 assists this past year, but the turnovers, the 96. You said you're a hard-charging, driving, take-it-to-the-hoop kind of guy, which Boise State needs, and we're all excited to watch that kind of play. But as you grow and mature as a body and as a player, taking care of that basketball, I'm assuming that's got to be a priority for you as well.
Yes, for sure. I think just with having guys around that can make shots will limit like me over-penetrating, but also just getting stronger in the weight room. Not losing as many like balls like so carelessly, you know. But also being like that experience that I got at San Diego is going to help too, because being able to read the defense, make the right plays, then it's a much bigger difference your sophomore year than your freshman year, just being put into the fire, you know.
No question. And Rod, you mentioned it, you were at a program that's just getting its feet wet at the Division I level, and yeah, heck, you played 31 minutes a night as a true freshman, and you were able to get up over 12 shots a game. What's going to happen? I mean, here, like, you know, Max Rice is going to get his shots up. So is Tyson Dagenhart. So will Buzo Agbo. You know, it might be different. Have you prepared for that? You're coming to a team that wins all the time instead of a team that loses all the time, and there's only one ball. Is Roddy Anderson coming here to be a distributor first, scorer second? What's your philosophy there as being a point guard of a team, a good team, like Boise State has, Roddy?
Yeah, I'm just going to let the game come to me. I'm not going to force nothing. My shots are going to come. I feel like I can play with anyone in the country, so nothing's going to change about my game. I'm going to still come in, distribute to all my teammates, but also score when they need me to.
Love it.
Roddy Anderson, I was looking at your Twitter feed, and there's I want to dive into to you a little bit beyond basketball, and you said something in your tweet that kind of caught me off guard. Usually when people put out tweets like this, that says, I'm going to continue my basketball career at Boise State, that's what they say. You said, I'm going to continue my basketball career and academics at Boise State. You're obviously a God-fearing man. You talk about that an awful lot. I'm also sitting here looking at this picture. You've got an entire upper torso of tattoos. I would imagine those are all very spiritual and very important to you. So tell us about Roddy Anderson away from basketball, the academic side, the religious and spiritual side, and maybe even a couple of stories about those tattoos.
Yeah, for sure. So the academic side, I promised my mom to get my degree, so that's number one. She's the most important person in my life, so
nice.
I can't break that promise.
Nope.
So I'm always going to be a student athlete first. Always got to get the good grades. But my tattoos, yeah. Most of my tattoos, I'd say like 90% are like my religious side. I'm Christian, so I'm fairly religious. I got Fear of God on my arm, just like you said. But yeah, I spent probably 50 hours in a tattoo chair.
Wow.
Going through pain.
50 hours, he said, Prater?
Yeah, it looks good. The artwork looks good, dude. It looks great.
I love it. Maybe you can get a tattoo NIL deal up in Boise. We're talking with point guard Roddy Anderson, who'll make his way to Boise. What, Roddy, are you finishing up the term at UCSD, and you'll be here to start, what, summer term or fall term? What's the plan, Roddy?
Yeah, so I'll finish out my last quarter at UC San Diego, and I'll be in Boise the last week of June.
Love it.
So, like, yeah. So I'll be coming there really soon.
All right, Roddy, we've never met. We're talking here on the phone, and you know, I'm just an old, fat, white guy from Idaho, but you and I have something very much in common, dude. Both of our dads went to Utah State, so we have a bond, and we can become best friends here. So talk to me about your dad. Talk to me about your mom, both athletes at Utah State, how that impacted your life, and did Utah State ever come into this picture? Obviously, they have a coaching change, so I'm going to guess no, but you're emotionally attached to Utah State anyway.
Yeah, well, Utah State actually was. I was talking to Coach Dixon a lot. He really wanted me to come. Just things didn't work out there, but with the coaching staff. But yeah, my dad's been a huge part of my success. Same with my mom. But I got into basketball because of my dad. You know, he played Utah State, played overseas professionally. He's taught me everything I know so far. But not only with basketball, with how to like. How to keep your composure, just like stuff like that, you know? And I wouldn't be here without my mom. She's the principal, so she helped me through.
Nice.
Helped me through to get into, because UC San Diego is a hard school to get into.
Yeah.
Without her, I wouldn't be in college, you know. I'd probably be at a JUCO right now. But she helped me get my academics straight. She was always on me. All that. Staying up with me till midnight studying for a test, you know.
Nice.
My parents have been huge supporters and everything to me in my life.
Hey, Roddy, what do you know about Andrew Meadow? What do you know about Chris Lockett? We're talking to Lockett on this show in an hour. We talked with Andrew Meadow last hour. You guys are kind of like this big three coming in right now. What do you know about your teammates coming in with you?
I've heard a lot about Andrew Meadow just because, you know, he's been on that that big Sarah Kane team. Been peeping out both of their Instagrams, but I'm just looking forward to get to knowing them more. Don't know much, but
gotcha.
I'm definitely going to tap in with both of them, try to start getting maybe some workouts in over the summer, just so we can build that connection, you know.
Who are you going to room with, Roddy? Is you have that situation laid out yet? Are you going to live with dudes on the team?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten that far in this process, but
okay.
I'm a really easy guy. I'll do whatever. I'll live wherever.
You know? All right, well, if you'll do whatever, I got one for you here before we let you go, buddy. We've asked everybody else on the show this week for this, and you're right there in the neighborhood. And San Diego State going to the Final Four. You've been watching them from afar, I'm assuming, as a fan of college basketball. What do you know about this team? What do you like about this team? And can they win the whole dang thing?
I think they can win it all. My favorite thing about them is their defense. They play tough. They play hard. They're going to scrap for sure. I think once they start connect, if they can connect on offense, no one can beat them in this, who's left.
Man, I can't wait to get you up here, Roddy. I can't wait to see you be a part of the Leon Rice super team. Those are his words, not ours, but this is going to be a fun season, a fun off season. Roddy Anderson, the transfer from UC San Diego. I know you're pumped to get up here and meet with the fellas and be the point guard of this team and take this team to a place, Roddy, it's never went before. We appreciate you hanging out with us on Idaho Sports Talk. Roddy, we want to talk to you down the road a little bit too, so don't ghost us when we text you, bro.
Never. I will. And to everyone at Boise, I'm looking forward to making history this year, this upcoming year. I think it's going to happen.
Love it.
I appreciate you guys letting me.
Might have to turn that into a promo. Roddy, get up here, man. Stay healthy. Keep balling. This program needs you, dude. We can't wait to get you up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to both of y'all.
No problem. That's Roddy Anderson and you know, he's got some game. He's got some work that needs to be done on this game. But all in all, I mean, this offseason, I know Leon's lost a few guys, but we've talked about the guys that he's gained, the future of this program. I'd say we're 2 for 2 on these interviews. I like the Meadow interview and that Roddy Anderson. You guys text us too, our diehards especially. You text us, what'd you think about that interview and getting to know Roddy Anderson? Because he seems like he's got a lot of personality, Prater.
Yeah, and drive, and inner drive. And I love inner drive, and I love guys like that. So this dude is grounded. This dude is saying all the right things. So, you know, you still got to get out there and do it. He's got to take care of that shot. He's got to take care of that basketball. We didn't even bring up Jace Whiting, and I know Jace Whiting's going to play a role, and Jace Whiting's going to be better.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and say that Jace Whiting's going to win that job. Maybe Jace Whiting can, or maybe he can be a valuable backup. They both need to get in the gym and shoot about 1,000 shots a day, mm-hmm. bulk up, get bigger, and I think that they both have the passion. They're both gym rats. They're both grounded. They're both very athletic families with very inspiring mothers.
Yeah.
I'm liking what I'm seeing. Ball game? The super team is off and running.
Yes! Gosh, this... no-brainer, brain scratcher, a baseball edition. Yeah, I know it snowed today, but it's opening day in 15 Major League Baseball cities, one being Seattle. That game, a little past 8 tonight. We have Rock Chalks and Pop Culture this hour. Steelhead tickets, two of them for Friday night's game at ICA. So plenty up. And, as we talked, Chris Lockett, the final completion of the future of this basketball program today, the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Louisiana. He'll join us in about an hour, Prater. It's been a fun show getting to know these kids. Prater in the Ballgame, Idaho Sports Talk.
Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame. So many ways to listen on 95.3 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming on the new and improved KTIK app.
Giving you a glimpse into the future of Boise State basketball. What a show this has been. Idaho Sports Talk, we're Prater in the Ballgame. Now joined by the completion, Prater, of our look into Boise State future today. The pride of Isidore Newman High School in New Orleans. The Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Louisiana. And hopefully the next star on Leon Rice's super team here at Boise State. We're talking to Chris Lockett. Chris, welcome to Idaho Sports Talk. First time we've ever had you on, man. You got Bronco Nation paying attention right now. What's it like today? How you been, Chris? Welcome.
I've been good, man. You know, I'm pretty excited, you know, just been updated on, you know, the transfer portal and see everybody going at. You know, just came from workouts. You know, I'm hitting off.
All right. He's pretty excited. He just came from a workout, Bronco Nation, and he's ready to come up here. What was it about Boise State, Chris Lockett? New Orleans to Boise, Idaho is a long trek. I don't think they have a strong history of recruiting the state of Louisiana, but they got you, the number one player from the state. Chris Lockett, why are you going to Boise State? What did they sell you on, man?
Like, when I went to the game at a neutral site, I just saw a lot of fans and how they treat their players. Now, that made me pretty excited. Me and my dad, you know, we was in the stands. And we just saw how supportive they was towards Boise State. And just talking to the coaches, it made me feel like family. And I know New Orleans and, you know, Idaho is two different, like, places, you know. But I feel like that place felt like home when I first stepped off the plane.
Chris Lockett out of New Orleans, the Gatorade Player of the Year in Louisiana, headed to Boise State to play a little guard for Leon Rice and company. You talked about that non-conference game. You were talking specifically, I believe, about the Washington State game early on in the season downtown at Idaho Central Arena in the hockey arena. Ballgame and I were both at that game. Lots of buzz. It was a cool environment. It's certainly not home, as you know, because I know you spent some time in Boise State's gym as well. But that specific event, kind of expand on that a little bit and how that really attracted you to Boise.
I'm just seeing their fans being supportive, you know, encouraging them to, because I think they want a slump, a little slump, a shooting slump, and they were just still being supportive. I think, you know, players need that, you know, everybody needs that, you know, when they're having a bad game, a bad slump, I think players need that. So that just sold me on that as well.
Chris Lockett, what do you want from Boise State? What are you coming here to get? What's important to you? I would imagine down the road you're going to think about a future in basketball, but why Boise State, and what can Boise State do for you?
Why Boise State? I mean, I feel like Coach Rice, you know, I trust his plan. I trust everything he's, you know, told me on my visit. And I feel like to answer that question, I think next year, I know we don't have no wins in a March Madness tournament, but I feel like next year will be where San Diego State is right now.
Oh, Chris, you're pumping them up. I'll tell you that. Chris Lockett with us, incoming freshman basketball sensation from the 7th Ward, and now he's going to be at Extra Mile Arena next year. I love talking to this guy. Chris, people call you a combo guard. That means you can play point guard, you can play two guard. Roddy Anderson, who will be your new teammate, is a point guard also. Jace Whiting on step. Chris, are you going into this program telling this coaching staff, I just want to play, I don't care where it is? Or ultimately, Chris, do you want to be the point guard here? Where are you with that, your position, Chris Lockett?
I feel like I'm positionless. You know, I can play, you know, whatever the coach needs. I do whatever the coach wants me to do. You know, I just want to make winning plays at the end of the day. I can play the one, I can play the two, I can play the three, I can play the four. Maybe playing small ball, but I feel like I just want to make winning plays and do winning things to get, you know, championships and stuff like that.
Chris, how would you describe your game? You know, put us on the basketball court, you know, kind of walk us through it visually. I've seen the highlights. It's impressive. But how would you describe the way you play basketball?
I'm pretty pass first, inside out, guard. You know, once I get going in the inside, my game expands. I feel like I'm a three-level scorer as well. And I feel like I love the mid-range a lot as well. I feel like that's an underrated part of my game.
Chris Lockett with us, Prater in the Ballgame here. Randy Livingston, I remember watching him play for the Idaho Stampede in the CBA, Chris. I don't even know if that league still exists. And Roberto Bergeson was his teammate. And Berto and Randy Livingston were the best players on the team that went to the CBA championship in 2004. You play high school ball at Isidore Newman for Randy Livingston. Roberto Bergeson is a coach on Leon Rice's staff. It's not too hard to connect those dots, right, Chris? Is it because of Berto and Randy that you even considered Boise State? What role did those guys play?
I feel like Berto was the first person to call me from the staff. And you know, from day one, I feel like we bonded. He's literally trying to get to know me, you know, just talk to me about Boise. You know, one of my coaches is from Boise at Newman, so he was just talking to me about that as well. But I want to say the reason I went to Boise State is because of Berto and Randy, but I just feel like that played a part in it too, though, because I feel like Randy trusts Berto to have me under his wing while I'm in Idaho.
What have Roberto and Randy Livingston told you about Boise, the city of Boise? I mean, that had to be a I don't want to say a concern, but a curiosity for you in terms of coming here and making sure that you were comfortable. You came here for that Washington State game. You committed to Boise State. You're obviously comfortable. How did they sell Boise to you?
They just told me, you know, at first they kept it real. They were just like, it's cold. You're going to miss, you know, family a lot. You know, I'm from New Orleans. I'm at the bottom of the map. But, they just told me as long as I'm focused, I can, you know, accomplish anything I put my mind to. And that's winning the national championship at the higher level and then hopefully get to the NBA.
Now, Boise State fans are going to be mad for me for asking this, but it snowed 3 inches here this morning, Chris. snowed 3 inches this morning. We're 2 days away from April. It snowed 3 inches this morning, bud.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
I'm fine with that. I mean, it's hot right now down here, so.
What's the temp, man? Breeze. Well, how hot is it in New Orleans right now, Chris?
Maybe 80, I believe.
Get out of here. I love it. Chris Lockett with us. Incoming freshman, Gatorade Player of the Year in New Orleans from Isidore Newman High School. If that high school sounds familiar, it should be. Some of the biggest athletes in this country have went there over the last 30 years. The Mannings, Odell Beckham Jr., just to name a few. Chris Lockett, the latest star to come out of Newman. I got a nerdy question. I'm in love with the Mannings, and you played high school basketball with Arch Manning, who is now at Texas trying to become their starting quarterback. But you and Arch, I'm sure you're really good friends. You're the same grade. You are teammates in basketball. What is he like, and what was it like to kind of have the Manning circus be a part of your team the last couple of years? People want to see him, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, he's pretty, you know, he's good at football. I mean, just being around him, he's a fun, goofy person. I mean, I love being around him. Every time I see him, it just, you know, feels like family. And being around, it just made me, you know, work even harder because, you know, that's a real legacy last name. So it was just nothing but greatness. And once you're around greatness, you have nothing. You know, you got to work hard to get to that. What are you at?
Chris Lockett, what's your plan for now? Your season's over. I'm assuming you're going to graduate from high school here pretty quick, maybe go to a prom. And then head to Boise. What is the plan? How much are you working out? What are you working on? And how soon do you want to be here?
I want to be there pretty soon. I'm thinking about just coming in the day after my graduation. That's what, you know, me and the coaching staff is talking about right now. As far as my schedule, I'm just, you know, preparing to work on my body, you know, have a college-ready body and be ready from the get-go. I'm just trying to win now, you know, and just hopefully host the trophy up next year in Phoenix.
Boise State's done a lot of things to change its athletic department over the last, you know, 2-3 decades as they continue to grow. You just said something. I got a curious question. If you get here in June, does Boise State take care of you? Do they put you in an athletic dorm? Do you have to take a class, or do you just have to show up in Boise and find your own damn apartment?
I don't know. I have to talk to them about that. We haven't discussed that. We haven't, you know.
Gotcha.
Got too deep into that.
Gotcha. Okay. But you're planning on being here this summer and then diving in hard and And 4 years from now, we want to see you in the NBA. Is that the plan, bud?
Yes, sir.
Chris Lockett with us. And Chris, I'm going to be real with you. Last year at this time, everybody was celebrating the signing of Sada Nganga, the highest-rated recruit to ever come to Boise State. Oh, my gosh. It was a huge deal. Well, Sada's no longer on the team. He didn't get to play this year, so he transferred. And you know this era. If you don't play, a lot of times you don't stay. Why is Chris Lockett different? If it doesn't work out, Chris, and you don't get to play much next year, you're not good enough to play in this lineup. Maybe that's the case. You know, is Chris Lockett going to be one of these one-and-done kids possibly? Or do you think you're going to buckle down and make this kind of a long-haul thing, even if you don't get to play massive minutes next year, Chris?
I just feel like if I'm in that position, I just feel like I have to be in the gym and work hard and, you know, get the coaching staff to trust me. But I don't know my path. Only God knows it. And, you know, if I'm one and done, that's truly a blessing. If I do all 4 years, that's even more blessing. So, I mean, I really can't give you an answer on that.
Hey, what's
I'm just
in?
Trying to win.
Hey, what's fry sauce?
Huh?
French fry sauce? Do you know what fry sauce is?
No, I don't know what it is.
He's from New Orleans, guys. He's never had fry sauce before. Chris, when you get up to Boise, you'll go out and your server will say, would you like fry sauce? Say yes. Give it a shot, okay?
I bet.
All right. Boise, far from the Big Easy. Our guy, Chris Lockett, travel safe. Enjoy your remaining couple of months of high school. And, Chris, we can't wait to see you on this court. Leon Rice building his super team, and you're a big part of it, Lockett. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Good stuff, Chris Lockett. What do you guys think? You've met Andrew Meadow. You've met Roddy Anderson. Now you've heard from Chris Lockett, the three incomers, and maybe there's going to be more too, but we know of these three. And you know what? You're welcome. We've given you all three of them in one day. Prater, this is one-stop shopping sports talk radio here. Prater on the ballgame. Let's hop on those soapboxes.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.